Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can you guys imagine, I'm sure everybody in this room's imagined it more often than not, but us all getting fired and have to go look for jobs again?
Yeah, I think about it all the time. I was like, oh, my last job.
Oh my God, it's such a tragic thing to say. Because
yeah.
If I know other people don't read radio trades, but it's like every other week, it's like, everyone in Houston just got fired. Okay, well, when was the last time you were interviewed? I mean, Erica's like
it's
recent.
Not that long ago.
We didn't, you cannot say you were interviewed by us.
Not
we,
you three.
We just went out. And
no,
got
yeah,
you
we got
schmammered.
So schmammered.
I tried to ask some questions.
I think you did. You were one of the ones who's like,
oh my gosh,
wait.
My favorite question, though, was, what's your other shoe that's going to drop?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And I don't know that we really...
We haven't established it yet.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
Yeah, you have some shoes.
Yeah,
I have some shoes. And it's not even a trick. It's just a genuine, like, everyone has something that you're not going to put forth in the job interview. So what is it?
Yeah,
like what,
just tell us. Let's cut to the chase, and we gotta honestly decide if we can live with it. It's like, every day
it's
at
like
4:21, I poop, and he's like, okay, we can
That's
handle that.
Absolutely not how I am.
No, but I'm just saying, no, wasn't you? But I'm just like, there's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It was a different candidate who said that. I think.
Like, we're really in something at 4:20. So this is what we want to talk about: interviews. Interesting interviews.
Yeah.
They went sideways on you.
Or they asked you to like perform a dance. I'd love to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. I think we want, yeah, if you're the interviewer and somebody just like went off the cliff, or you had an interview that just went sideways on you.
Yeah.
There's a dude, I watched his TikTok. He's sitting in his car and he's like, you know what's coming? They ask you in every interview, what's your weakness? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I knew what to answer. The answer is I don't delegate. I should delegate more, but I want to take the task on myself so that, you know, I want it done right. So I refuse to delegate. And he's like, they asked, what's your weakness? And in my head, it just went, boop, flatline, gone, everything gone. And he just sat there in silence for a minute and went, Oreos.
And like, I get that.
And he said, if I got Oreos, I'll eat as many Oreos as it takes to soak up all the milk. It might be 6 Oreos, it might be 12. And he's like, I just couldn't stop saying that Oreos was my weakness. He's like, so your boy's still looking for a job. You can imagine the HR person interviewing him is just like.
That would have been the perfect time, though, to be like, and sometimes I get lost in my own brain. Yeah, and let me re-answer that.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm hungry right now.
And to be honest, the TikTok went big and Oreos has reached out to him and they're giving him that's something. Cute. I don't remember what they're giving him.
They're giving him a bunch of Oreos.
But I mean, dude, you're just, because there's that one Google question. I remember this being a thing that the Google execs would ask. And I, to this day, I'm a math guy. I'm a logic guy. I'm an escape room guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this. You're shrunk down to the size of a nickel. And that nickel that is you is dropped into a blender. What are you going to do? How are you getting out?
You know what I would say? Right. This is not the job for me.
No, but it's like.
Like, why are you asking? That's not something that's going to happen.
If you get a job at Google, there's a button on your phone, you hit it and they bring you fruit.
No, I don't know if it's really true anymore.
But it might be.
There's a Google up in Boulder.
Oh, and they're not doing it anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, come up with the answer. Aaron is Googling the nickel.
The Google question answer.
Because I wanted to see if I didn't realize that this was like a popular Google question. So I'm checking the...
The Google answer on Google.
Well, I'm just checking if it actually was a famous Google interview question. Because
I mean,
it was.
I would wait till the only way out is the way for them to put other stuff in there and climb up it. Right? Like, you're hoping they're not just making a human shake. They're going to.
A nickel human. Yeah.
Right. A nickel size. So that like everyone, if you're making a smoothie, you're going to put a banana in it, right? So they drop that in there. Well, I can climb up 3 inches. If it's a banana broken in half, I'm like, I'm 3 inches away from the blade right now. If they drop some apples, I'm like, I'm trying to get my way. Other than that, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. I would just ask, well, what else are you putting in it? What are the ingredients?
But would how long you think are you gonna blend to ask it? That in the moment?
I think you're just like blindsided with like, wait, I'm the size of a nickel?
Like, again, that's why I would answer, I don't think I should work here.
Did you get an answer?
Yeah. I mean, the logic is because your mass is reduced while your density stays the same, you gain relative strength similar to an ant. So you could just jump? Climb out. Yeah.
You can climb out the side of a glass blender.
No, but think
Aaron.
About ants.
They climb up walls and stuff. And like, also, I don't know. It says you can jump out.
Oh, you just lick your hands and make suction cups?
So this is what they want you to know, that your mass and your density.
You barely got this job.
That or creative. Like, what's the most creative reasoning you could come up with?
Scream for help?
You're little. No one can hear it. If you watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes, I have.
No one can see it. All right. Anyway, if you've been asked a weird question, you did something weird in an interview, you passed out and bled. I have a story like that. We want to hear your weird sideways interviews. 303-222-5423. You may text. You may call.
I had a job interview once at the Snack Shack that I've talked about at the pool. Okay. And I had worked on the golf side of the like course before, but not on the pool side. And I was dating the manager of the Snack Shack. So I'm like, great, I've got an interview. But I had to interview with like the head of food and beverage, not her.
Be a lot of questions at the Snack Shack.
No, but I just remember going in and him just being like, I understand you're dating the manager. And it just kind of turned into like, you think you're just going to get this job because you're dating. I was like,
that's illegal what he's doing right there, right? You don't get to talk to me like that. Like, I don't
Why
think
are you looking at me as if I'm...
Because you're the person who's interviewed the most recently. They're not allowed to go, well, what religion are you?
Sorry, in this line of work, allowed to ask anything.
No, they're really not, because I like our other shoe question for you, they're like, you got to ask it. They're like, we can't ask that. It's like... For some reason, they were like... Because it's basically like going, what the F is wrong with you? Tell us
now.
What is the thing? So you got the job, though.
I did get the job, yeah.
Because you're like, I'm just not that into her.
Right. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to break up with her once I get
I was probably wearing cargo shorts for the interviews. It's not like I can be like, I think that's illegal, sir.
Right.
You didn't even dress up?
It was a snack shack. Of course not. Like, my girlfriend ran the thing.
That's so fair.
My son was trying to be a lifeguard, which he's going to be this summer or whatever.
Okay, nice.
But he was like, okay, I'm going to wear shorts to the thing. And I'm like, no, you're not.
But
like,
even though it's a lifeguard.
You don't go in.
You dress for the part you want.
Yeah.
That's why he should have been wet. He should have walked in wet.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
That's why for this job, I was drunk at Alive at 5, baby. Woo!
She did get the job by being drunk at Alive at 5.
Dress for the job you want.
Okay.
There's the other shoe.
She did drop it again.
Oh.
All right. If you've had an interview go sideways, we'd love to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about interviews that went sideways. I'm really still a little angry at Erin for like her answer to the to the being shrunk down to the size of a nickel thing. That's not.
Yeah, and putting
it's
a blender.
It's not my answer. I just Googled it.
She doesn't know density and mass that
well. Yeah, okay. I have known that.
Yeah, but you still cheated and used Google to look up a Google question.
Because I wanted to see if it was actually a popular Google question or if that was like a myth of like, guess who removed his rib or whatever. Oh, like one of those things.
Gosh, my family and I talk about how that's the weirdest rumor of all time and how did it get started.
Yeah.
Was that Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
Manson?
Yes. So that he could. Wait. I did get a text from Dane. You know exactly.
Does Dane ever go? Hey, Erica.
No, because it wouldn't be doing my own.
Hey, Mom.
No.
Your mom, if she's listening, just know that if you hear... maybe avert your eyes. Anyway, go ahead.
Dane texted and said he was asked this question in an interview and it pissed him off. You have 8 identical looking balls. One has more weight than the others, but they all appear the same. You have a balancing scale that you can only use twice. How do you find the heaviest ball? And you can't touch them to find out. So you just
how do they get onto the? Okay, how maybe, do they get on?
There's a world where someone else you tell them which ones to put on the scale. It has angered him so much that I hear about it.
You can
still
only use it twice. I know we have calls and we have, but it's like first you put 4 and 4, and then the one that's heavy, the ball is one of those 4.
Okay,
but how do you figure out?
And 2 and 2.
And then guess.
Yeah, but that's your second try. So now you do 2 and 2 and know.
Then you have a 50% chance. You got a 50-50
shot at that last ball.
I think that's the point. How did you do that so fast? Because he and I have talked about it at length. He does know the answer now, but.
I got you there.
I think so. I think it is about.
But you still, you don't know which one is the right one.
50% chance better than.
You'd be 50-50 at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we hired? I don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Okay.
Angela?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Interview sideways. What happened?
All right. So this was my first real interview after graduating college.
Okay.
And it was for an event planning position for a nonprofit. Okay. And in the interview, multiple people threw pins at me and asked me if this was an actual event, like what I would do if a really important person like threw pins at me.
P-I-N-S or P-E-N-S?
P-E-N-S.
You say pins like pins.
Yeah. Because I'm like throwing pins at you feels wickedly violent. But
so
even pins is like.
Pen.
Yeah.
And did you get the job?
Okay. I was top 2 candidates and I was really glad that they did not hire me because. After that, I didn't want to work there, but it was my first interview after college, so I felt like if they had offered it to me, I would have had to take it. So, I was glad I did not get the job.
Crazy behavior.
Oh, my God. Josh.
He just chucked his head at two hats.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I just want to see what would have happened if I'd thrown it at one of the girls. Like, HR would have been
well,
in here.
You would have been coming over the computer screen, too, and you would have hit me in the face, and then I would have sued you.
Yeah, I definitely would have hit you. I knew I could hit you square in the face.
Yeah, and so. I would have sued you.
Okay. Kristen?
Yay.
Sideways interview. What happened?
So I was interviewing for a massage therapy position at a big spa in Las Vegas. Okay. The spa was closed because it was under construction, so we had to do it in one of the rooms. And needless to say, our neighbors came back for an afternoon delight very loudly.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to say something bad happened in the room that you were in.
No, it was next door.
That's still odd.
Something good in next door.
For them, it was weird for us.
Oh.
Okay. Did you get the job?
He's trying to do... Yeah,
first I did get the job.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah.
All right, thank you. I am racked with so much guilt about throwing that pen that I can't even concentrate.
Yeah, you can't focus.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, did I hit you?
Kinda.
Yeah, like in the arm, right? Yeah.
Okay.
My lawyers have advised me to not say anything further.
Oh. Shelby.
Yay.
Sideways interview, what happened?
Oh my gosh, I was freshman in college, 2 hours away from my house. I went out and bought a whole new outfit for this interview.
Nice.
I drive down there, do the interview. I get home after the interview, and my mom is like, please tell me you did not go like that. And I was like, why? I look good. She's like, you have every tag on your body. Every tag.
The tags from your dress or your pantsuit or whatever?
Yeah, was it like multiple?
Yeah, there was at least five, but they were all in the back, so I don't know.
Oh, Shelby.
Did you get the job?
I got the job, and later I asked my boss, did you see my tag? And he's like, yeah, I thought it was cute. It was funny.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah, the receipt tucked you. It was on your foot like toilet paper.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't know why, but I'm this amount of excited for this thing.
Now, because every time Aaron or I mess up, you lay into
us. The guy was still talking, so you don't start doing this whole thing.
I don't care.
So now I have to yell at you. You got to let the guy go.
This is where we decide if it's nose or blah. Okay. The only hope.
What does it say?
You wrote it.
The only hope is to decide if it is news or no.
Okay, yeah, so don't talk over that. And dude...
I'm sorry.
The teacher's pet.
I was focused on the crescendo of the second one, and I hit the on it. Yeah. You're right. I'll be better, boss.
Interesting. Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you hear that? I hit an extra there.
You did.
Welcome to the program.
See, I was talking over when you were trying to talk. I didn't really prepare anything.
I don't know why we fight so much. I really don't.
You see how, like, it's not nice to talk over somebody else?
That man is no one. Okay. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Bad time to be a cruise ship. Bad time.
It's more that whatever the thing.
The Hantavirus, another woman, a French passenger is going to die.
Different cruise ships are just
the
one.
The same cruise ship. However, there is another cruise ship that is experiencing a possible norovirus outbreak. It's not just, everyone's sick. One person is dead and 50 others are showing
symptoms.
You can
die from norovirus?
It's probably like one of those very specific scenarios.
They had a comorbidity or something. They had something wrong with the comorbidity.
Probably.
Something wrong.
I'm not going on any more cruises.
I'm just
going
to say, God, I was about to say, like, you have your honeymoon coming up.
Yeah.
And like, I was thinking about taking a vacation around the same time or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But cruises are clearly going to get
dirt cheap.
I'm one of those guys who like takes advantage of the sitch.
I've got a friend who works for a cruise line. I'm going to figure out what's going on. If he's like, I'm going to lose my job. But it's just a bad time. It's like everywhere you turn, there is a bad story about cruise ships.
Noro is just you're pooping and barfing a lot, right?
I think so, but
so it's like a weight loss cruise. Win-win.
Okay. Like okay. You can't, yeah, you can't even enjoy it. Yeah.
Look how skinny I am. Because normally you gain weight on a cruise because it's all you like. Yeah. It's not all you can drink. Not all they're like we're all inclusive, but not the booze. Because I got in a lot of trouble on the Disney cruise with that.
What?
Because it was all you could eat, but then it was like. You had to pay for drinks, but you can't pay. That's like the thing. You have to use your room key.
Oh, and you don't realize how much you're paying.
No, I was broadcasting. So I'm up in the like the DJ booth or whatever doing a show. And I see my girlfriend down at the pool doing the universal sign for another round. And I'm like, stop. Like, and she can't hear me.
This is $14 a cocktail.
For real. Yeah, and she's buying it for like everybody's like, this is so fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we just ate all this food and there was no poop virus. So I came home fat and broke.
Okay. Well,
that's a good vacation.
But this time, if cruises are cheap, the hantavirus can kill you.
Oh, yeah. Hantavirus is going to take you out, man.
It really is.
Yes, it's not good. It's we're like 2.5 for 3 on deaths.
Really?
Yes.
But they're keeping the crews. Those crew, they're not letting them off,
dude.
Until they prove that
they let them off.
They let them off.
They're the U.S. passengers. I think there was 18 of them, 17 of them. They're quarantining over in Kansas City or something.
Right, that's fine.
I don't like it.
That's a little close.
Any of it at all.
But anything that harms the Chiefs, we're good with.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a football fan before anything else. If humanity has to crumble just for them to never win again, I'm actually okay.
I got yelled at by my movers because I had so much Taylor Swift stuff. And they're like, no, not the Chiefs. Yeah. So
we are a well-oiled machine today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A Harry Potter-themed pop-up bar has opened in downtown Denver. Oh, sorry, this just in. It's closing because what do you mean you're opening up a non-official Harry Potter pop-up bar without like proper access?
Well, you can do it. You just shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So they did it. They got caught about it.
Warner Brothers is like, excuse me, this is not official. You're not allowed to do that. You got to close.
So what did they have? Like butterbeer?
They had butterbeer. They had a picture hangings, like the movement picture hanging stuff, candles. The newspaper clippings from the Daily Prophet, like,
bummer.
Be smarter.
I'm
sorry.
Wanted to go.
It looked great, but be smarter.
Okay.
I don't know. Aren't there like unofficial Taylor Swift pop-up bars all the time?
I know, but Taylor and like
Warner Brothers different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Taylor's like, I'm good.
Yeah. True.
So that was a new story about a place we can't go. Then is what you're saying.
Yep.
At least mine's about dead people.
Wow. She's saying don't go on cruises. Mm. Don't go to this bar because you can't.
Do you think they're still there or they just moved like 40 feet to the left and they're just not announcing it anymore?
They're hiding behind a tree.
Yes. Like. They're just like, look over there. I love every part of this. Where was it before? Union Station, did you say?
Platform 9 7/8.
Yeah.
Downstairs of Church and Union on 17th Street.
Okay. Interesting.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you drag it out of the hole that it's in or not?
No. Unfortunately, I have sad news out of the NBA. Okay. First of all, Jason Collins, he was 47. He had a brain cancer and unfortunately passed away.
He was
a twin who his brother, they both played at Stanford together and then they both played in the NBA. And Jason Collins was the first openly gay NBA player. He came out in 2013, so the first ever. And
I had heard that.
He unfortunately... had a brain tumor and passed away. And then we found out that the Memphis Grizzlies have a player named Brandon Clark, who was also found dead. He was 29 and we don't know that. Rumors say, I don't know. I don't know if I should even say this part, but rumors are saying like they found some paraphernalia and stuff like at the house, but nothing has been confirmed yet as far as the reason of death. But 29, very young. I mean, 47, very, very young and very sad.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything happy to say or are we just ending it here?
I was really scrambling here.
Selena Gomez has listed her mansion for $6.5 million just after purchasing a $35 million marital home with Benny Blanco.
Wow. So, okay.
One of the wings has neurovirus, I heard.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I'm getting into gardening, I suppose you would say. Oh my gosh, I was not expecting such a response.
Can we take a trip to Home Depot? Because I really want to get some roses there.
I have
there.
To go today. Oh my God. Depot run. Depot run. Okay. Depot run. Why is not everyone joining me in the chant?
I feel a bit overwhelmed now that this is the reaction I've gotten.
I will say this. Don't buy your plants from Depot. Sorry, Home Depot.
They had these really cute candy cane roses that my best friend got last year. And I am trying to find them.
Hack is going to be mad at me for this, but I'm doing it anyway. What's the place you don't want anybody to know about because you don't want anybody to go there for Christmas?
There's a couple of them. There's Tagawa Gardens.
Tagawa. Parker, and is there Nick's?
And Pine Lane Nursery is the other
one. You ever go to Nick's? Isn't there a Nick's out there?
Nick's?
Isn't there a Nick's Garden Center or something that's another ginormous? I bought some, when you want to buy tomatoes.
There is. Yeah. It's in Aurora. It's off of Chambers.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We like Pine Lane too. It's awesome.
Okay.
Woman-owned Pine Lane is.
Well, I know where I'll be
going.
What
kind of garden? Because you're a homeowner.
I'm a homeowner, and there are 6 garden beds in the backyard.
Shut your face.
Already with little sprinkler systems in them. So that's crazy. I'm actually having a problem, though. So all along the back fence and the side fence are these bushes that we were told might be raspberry bushes, which are very toxic to dogs.
Yeah.
So we've been chasing Swanson out of the bushes every time he tries to go near them. I need a plant person to come over and tell me what they are.
I don't want to kill everything you're talking about, but can you just walk up to it now with your phone?
Okay. Yes. I literally heard that that's never accurate.
Really?
I think that's such a lie. I was in Arizona, on a walk. I'm just like, duh, duh, duh. And I'm like, that tree is ridiculous. And I just took a picture of it. And I'm like, well, how did that help? But then when you go into the picture and you click on it, and then underneath it's like, you're at Desert Ridge Parkway and whatever. And then you scroll down, it's like Arborvitae. And I'm like, what? You know what kind of tree that is? Oh. It's wild. That's just in Apple. But I think you could submit it to
an AI
or Claude or
okay
one of the or Grok. or I don't know the name.
It's like, because I heard they're inaccurate. I don't want to just trust it. What if they're like, they're not raspberry bushes? No worries. And then
you kill your dog.
Well, and raspberries are okay for dogs in moderation.
It's not the fruit that's a problem. It's their little tiny branches are covered in thorns. And if he eats one, it will essentially.
If he eats a thorn?
If he eats a piece of the stick, when he loves sticks, then it'll go and just rip up his insides. Yeah.
Fruit, just way too dangerous. I'd avoid it at all costs.
My God.
Human or dog, to be honest.
He has a donut bush in his yard.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you were excited about gardening.
Donut bush.
I'll join your chance next time you join my chance. Okay?
He doesn't really do depot runs.
You do depot runs.
I do depot run, yeah. We don't get a lot of plants there,
he
but
said
we get
doo-doo.
He did say doo-doo. We all heard it. Oh my gosh.
It was a trick.
Oh my gosh.
Like I need some potting soil, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna make a little fence because I need to keep my dogs out of an area of where the tragedy happened. I don't even know. Did we talk about the tragedy with
gosh,
the bunnies?
No.
Yeah, there was like my dogs found a bunny den.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And carried around little baby bunnies.
And it didn't go well.
Well, the bunnies were not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ate the bunnies. I just think they carried around the bunnies in the way that a dog would carry a baby bunny.
And like played with them, shook them a little.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about your gardening.
Alive baby bunnies and an arborist. I don't know.
What are you going to put in these things? Oh my God, Erica, let us help you.
I know.
I want to help you so much.
I feel like I got to like do it quick.
No, you don't have to do it quick because we have a long growing season here. In fact, in Colorado, like my dad, Rip, Lou, today's his birthday.
Yay.
Would have been 90 today.
Happy birthday,
Dad. Anyway, like he would always tell me, even though it's been really nice, don't you dare plant any of your garden before Mother's Day.
Yes, I have.
Because
it's
Colorado, as we saw.
Yes.
All of a sudden, what is that snowstorm that just happened?
Right.
It can happen.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I don't
what do
know.
You like?
I feel so nervous. I've never gardened.
I've
literally never even kept a houseplant alive.
Yeah, but this is outside and it's already got sprinklers. Oh my God.
And for some reason, I feel like fruits and vegetables are easier than houseplants.
Because
I can grow tomatoes and zucchini and like
these are all
tomatoes
my
goals. Just, yep.
They're
tomatoes,
so easy, but my Monstera hasn't grown a single leaf in the whole time I've owned it. And it's been over a year.
Feels like maybe she's doing something wrong.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, Erin. Maybe we have a whole different day where we have the... You're in the right state for this. CSU Ag.
Yes.
Like, you can just call them. If something goes wrong... Like, there's another thing my dad used to
do. You're so excited.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You're
my dad
it.
Would be like, hey, my tomato plants have yellow on the bottom. And we're like, oh, just put baking soda around the outside. And he's like, cool. Like,
call them?
For real. Like, CSU is an ag school.
Okay, but do you really just call them?
I think you do, because my dad wasn't. He was like, boop, boop, bop.
Okay, so we need
the rotary.
People to, text in 303-222-5423. One, can I just call CSU ag?
I think you can.
And also,
let's just call him. Who's got the number?
Are you actually going to try to call them right now?
Hey, man, guess what?
The phones aren't working.
The phones don't work.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's because Hack has them blocked out. Smart boy. Oh. Smart boy. I don't have their number, but I think you can just call them.
Okay. And then also, who can help me identify if the bush in the back is really a raspberry bush?
A bush in the back?
In the backyard.
Never mind. I was going to give you the number, but no.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. And if you don't like your name, we can shorten it for you or change it.
Yes. Because
that's what's happening today.
Yes, this is Candy. It's a fake name and we're going to help her. This is... maybe a little heavier one, but we're going to help her navigate the dating scene.
Oh. Yeah.
Candy?
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. How's it going? What is the problem? I can't help you with whatever's happening, but maybe somebody can.
So I'm kind of getting back into the dating scene. And I was in a car accident a couple of years ago, and I've always been really happy with myself and my body and everything, but I have like some scars that are like on my abdomen and like across my chest a little bit. And I'm really self-conscious about them. And I'm trying to get back into the dating scene, but I'm just, you know, I've gotten to be like, you know, intimate or like kissing and that kind of thing. But then I just don't want to go further because I am really self-conscious about my body. And I'm just wondering if, and I mean, like some of my girlfriends have just had kids and they've had C-section. So like they have a scar, you know, but they're already married. They're like have their, you know, but so I'm just like wondering what I can do to just feel comfortable with myself. So I just wondered if there was any advice
I have to look at Erica and go, how many questions am I allowed to ask her?
I think you can ask her anything. Some questions. Yeah. She's coming to us for help. So. Okay.
But I just don't want to be rude and I don't want to get yelled at by you two.
Well, if you we will yell at you. But
I'd rather you ask me so I know what to expect later with people in real life.
Okay. The first one is, it's not small like a C-section scar. There's significantly more than a C-section scar from what you started to describe,
multiple
right?
Multiple locations.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again,
You're doing okay.
Then the next one I would ask is, have you slept with or gotten close to sleeping with anyone since the accident?
So I have not slept with anyone since the accident, but there is someone that I am interested in. And I'm hoping to sometime soon, but I just kind of am telling him like, oh, I like to go slow, or like I want to wait till like we're in a marriage. But I just
oh my god!
So he doesn't know anything about this accident, or does he know there was one?
He doesn't
know anything. Okay.
I told him I was in an accident, but he doesn't know about like the physical scars.
So you're worried.
So I'm not. I can't. I just can't. And I want to, you know, be able to. Be intimate with somebody, but I'm also scared.
Can I be your therapist real quick? What do you think? What is your worst case scenario for what happens when you take your shirt off? Like, what do you think he's going to do?
I don't want it to be like, I don't want him to think of that over the over being with me. You know, does that make sense?
Like it kills like,
I don't
the
want
mood
that to be. Yes. I don't want that to be like the main thought. I don't want it to be like,
which leads me to believe you have to bring it up before, or else it's like, wait, sorry, what's going on?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But then is it weird to be like, by the way, I don't actually want to take it slow. I'd like to jump your bones.
You've been lying a little bit.
I know that.
But with great
reason.
Great reason. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, no, it's definitely something I have to bring up beforehand because it'll be shocking if we're making out and then I take off my shirt and then I have a scar and they'll be shocked. So I have to definitely mention this beforehand. But I have mentioned that I was in an accident, but I never mentioned anything about it.
You didn't, okay.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Here's what I think we need. I don't think it's got to just be about scars. If you have body image issues in general, which I don't think I know many people who don't in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. Yeah.
How like do you have to like?
It's like give a disclaimer. The moment, does anyone notice?
No. Yes. I mean, I have not swam like been in a swimsuit forever or you know anything. So nobody knows like except my close family.
Okay, but I just
right, but like in the moment, you think yes, in the heat of the moment, you're like, take my clothes off, and then they're like, what's going
on? I'll probably notice, but I don't know if it'll stop anyone.
Yeah,
I don't want to say.
I think I would be the one to be
more
self-conscious. As a guy, I think
maybe it's just in my head.
Okay, I'm looking at Hack now. As a guy, when you're ready to rock. Very few things could slow you down, right?
Sure.
The word no is an immediate, right?
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But if there's something physically jarring that you just didn't know, you may not, it may just, like, here's the thing, Candy. Like, if you don't tell him and he even goes, whoa, or even makes a face, you're so predisposed to thinking it's a mood killer. Like,
but why does she owe him an explanation?
She doesn't, but if she's going to be thinking, if he goes, if he does anything with his eyes, she's going to freak.
It's like an elephant in the room, right? It's like something and... And I'm self, and again, I'm probably more self-conscious about it than someone else. I just don't want it to be a shock to somebody, especially this guy I'm dating is really awesome. And I just like,
okay,
don't want him to think I don't want to be with him.
Right.
Okay. And I guess I'm going to proceed cautiously just like Slacker did. So, but I could see if I were in that situation, especially I like you and we're dating or we're together or whatever, and we're at that step. That if I did see, I would be very careful. Like, I would be like, I don't want to hurt you. And then I could see how that would be kind of not
good for the mood.
Exactly. It'd be like, that's not.
As soon as you start treating her with kid gloves, she's going to be weird. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But I also am like, to have to tell someone before is a little like, well, I owe you an explanation about this horrible thing that happened to me. And it's like, or men should just not notice it.
Okay.
Oh, he'll notice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Candy, thank you for, like, hang on right there. We're going to get you advice, but thank you for, like, being honest about this.
Yeah,
this is a real thing that I think a lot of people go through in one way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So don't move. Here's what I was just thinking and talking to her. There's so many people who are on the GLPs or whatever who lost abnormal amounts of weight super fast and they have, like, skin.
True.
And I bet you they feel like, look, I know you think I look super hot, but I'm wearing Spanx. And like, I just like when push comes to shove, there's going to be some skin and I'm like, ah. And like, do you feel like you have to say ahead of time?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know.
Because people are just, men are dumb. Men are rude. And like, if
I want everyone to mark that Slacker said it, not me.
No, but I mean, it's true. Like, and it's like, we sometimes, our animal brain, I'm not making an excuse, but sometimes our animal brain can't help but to go, whoa.
Sure.
Like Keanu it. And then it's like, I still want to do it, but like, are you okay?
Right.
And it's like, and she's going to be devastated if he does that.
Yeah. I think it's also tough. If you don't say anything, does that feel like I'm being insensitive? Like, this is clear. Like she said, it's the elephant in the room and I'm just going to plow past it. That doesn't seem.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah. That also feels not. Like,
Are you observant enough to notice
that? Yeah, like,
that
I'm not a good guy. I don't really care about you or anything.
I don't know. I'm at a loss because I don't think she should have to tell any man she wants to be with, like, hey, here's my whole, like, troubled past of what happened.
But she'd be doing it for her, not for him.
I think she's doing it
to avoid...
But it's like, what if someday she wants to have a one-night stand? She has to sit him down and talk to him before...
One-night stand, you have to say anything.
But still, if he reacts poorly...
Then bye. But if it's somebody you care about and you want this to work, you want to give him the heads up so he doesn't make an ass out of himself.
So you both have a chance to succeed here.
Because he will. And I'm like, I'm telling you, even though you are girls and you think you wouldn't, if a guy just had a weird, like a boil or something, you might go like, hey, it's cool, but just for that split second, you'd go, your eyes would get like big.
Or a tattoo or something that you weren't expecting. Even that.
Yeah, his mom's face across his chest. I should probably warn you. You're going to be staring right at my mom.
His mom's face, I'm absolutely not proceeding.
Yeah, you'd go, whoa.
Right?
That's a lot. That's a choice versus what's going on with Candy.
Okay, well, what do you do if you've got a body issue?
Yeah.
Before you have relations? Do you just roll the dice and let it happen the day of relations? Or do you have some sort of, and maybe what do you say? Do you have pictures of it? Do you have visual aids when you're telling him about it?
Come on, this is not show and tell.
I know, but it's like maybe get him used to it. It's like, he's like, whoa, can I see? And it's like, okay, you're at Chili's. Here you go.
No.
Here's a picture of, I'm just asking the question.
I don't think you have this conversation at Chili's.
Definitely not Chili's.
Even though I love Chili's.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Candy, and it's just so awkward when you have to talk. So she got in a car accident years ago in high school and has a lot of scars on her body and has not really slept with anybody since the guy she knew back then.
Yeah.
And she's now with a guy that's kind of led to that point, and she doesn't want him to be shocked, right, but doesn't want... It's just such a weird...
She feels like, do I have to explain it? Do I just let it happen? And also...
Or just a little warning, just like, hey, before...
Right, but why should you have to give a warning? Like a badge of warning before you sleep with someone?
I know, but if I just had...
I'm not going to be like, hey, I have a lot of freckles.
Right.
But
right.
Obviously...
Freckles are different. Yeah, if I had like a real pronounced third nipple, like, I'm sorry, I'd be like, just want to warn you before the shirt comes off. There's like a...
I don't know that it would matter.
She feels like they're significant enough that it does. I think we all are good people here.
Yeah.
But if there was somebody with... like a debilitating facial that you can't help but like your corner of your eye, you're like, oh, you can't take your eyes off. And that's just going to happen. She just doesn't want to have that feeling where she takes her shirt off and he's like, oh.
Right.
I know. And she did say, didn't she not? She wasn't totally upfront when the thought of sleeping together came up. And yeah, she's like, I just want to wait. And it's like, actually.
She made it seem like it's about waiting, and it's not about waiting. It's about not being.
Right. Okay.
Sherry.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think she should not wait till they have sex to explain it. I think she needs to explain, I was in the car accident. What I didn't tell you is that I got scars from it. And she needs to wear those scars like a badge of honor. My girls and I have scars. My one daughter has crazy scars. She looks like a killer tried to cut her head off. She looks like she had an autopsy done. I mean, and she wears it like a badge of honor because we embrace our scars. These are battle scars.
I believe in that, but fortunately or unfortunately, hers are hidden most of the time, and so it's hard to embrace it.
Yeah, and I don't think she wants to be like, it's no big deal, as much as that would be great. She's just not in that place yet.
It is a big deal. She survived something, and she needs to present this before they're intimate, and she needs to even show him. Because if he's the type of guy that's going to turn him off and he doesn't want to be involved, she needs to know that sooner than later.
For sure.
And he sounds like a guy that he's already waiting to have intimate times with her.
Yeah.
He already sounds like a really good guy. And if you're just honest and upfront and you say, hey, you know, I'm very self-conscious about this. I've got to tell you that I have these scars. And he may go, hey, let me see your scars. And he may just embrace the whole thing. Nobody's given this guy any credit.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. I'm with you, Erica, on the you have to tell him.
I hate you have to.
But I think she has to tell him for her. She's not doing it for him.
I know.
She's doing it for her.
Yeah. Also, the way she described her daughter's scars.
There was a lot going on there that I would like to have just devoted a whole show. If we can get her back, maybe we just figure out, why does your daughter look like she's had her head removed? That's a lot to say.
There was just a lot thrown out there with no explanation.
And I was like, we don't have time to get into it because there's lots of other people. Okay, Lance?
Yai.
What do you think?
Hey, I get it out in the open. Just say, you know, let them know that there's something that she's subconscious of, and explain it to him, and then show him or whatever she needs to do from there. But it's holding
it
back.
Show him. You're saying have a show and tell.
I know.
If you're having wine, check this out.
I don't know if it needs to go there or not, but maybe, that probably just depends on how it comes up. But if she can say, I'm self-conscious of this, then he can be understanding of that.
Respect is not the right. He will understand the boundaries more if she tells him up front. It'll just help you with that initial
shock. I was going to say, he can control his reaction a little bit better.
Oh my God, what a mood killer if you're just
But I just hate this feeling like everyone's saying, well, she has to tell him before. And it's like, can't she just be her?
She can't. It's just, Kelly.
Yai,
do you have advice for Candy?
I do. First of all, sweet, sweet girl. Oh, my gosh. My heart just goes out. Oh.
Yeah.
But, okay, so first of all,
I think anybody with body image issues, and I've had them even down the road to anorexia way back in the day, it's worse in our head than it is in reality, and we are our own worst critic always. I mean, that's kind of human nature. But given whatever the trauma that she has gone through and this relationship, if she's really, if they're getting close and they're talking and they're communicating, it's okay to go, I need to talk to you about something because it's really on my mind and it's really on my heart. And if he just goes, I don't care, I wouldn't care if you're, you know, scarred head to toe or whatever this may be, he's going to be interested in you. Yeah. And the fact that if you bring it up, it's going to dispel your fear, I think. And likewise, if he just goes, ugh, you know what? That is not the person you should be with. Absolutely not.
So fair.
Not.
Yes. Yeah.
But I just think all I'm trying to say is sometimes you can't help the ugh. And it's not an eh, because she may perceive it as a and for him, it's just a.
It's like more of a pause or.
That's all I'm trying to avoid, because these guys could be made for each other, but he's just, there's no way, like we all want to be good people, but I'm just saying, if I just wish I had something weird that I could go, look at this, and you guys be like, oh, just you. But I know
if
you don't think any
shirt
less
off in general, it would work.
I'm doing it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I have a very strange moral dilemma question for everyone in the room, but specifically probably for the ladies.
All right.
I've spoken recently about a recent trip to Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Where I went to pick up my son.
Yeah.
And we went out to a bar to watch the Avs play.
Okay.
And we were there. I had forgotten this fact. Maybe it happens everywhere, but like restaurants near campus at a certain hour just turn into a crap show and they start having a DJ. And like,
yeah.
The DJ just takes over one of the tape. Like, there's not a DJ booth. They just set the dude up and it's like, and you're like, I'm just trying to have some wings and watch sports. And they're like, get out.
Yeah. They're like, sorry, man. It's
a college town.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just drunk people, underage drunk people everywhere you look.
Yep.
Okay.
That's higher education.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There is a girl. Who from the moment I saw her, she's very cute. She's somewhere between the ages of 18 and 22, probably closer to the 18 to 20 crowd. And the different rates that her eyes were blinking at, I could tell she is annihilated.
Mm. Oh, sorry. Each eye individually.
Yeah.
Blinking?
It's just like, there's this
one
blink thing going on and you're just like,
okay.
And then she's trying to talk to security guard and she keeps grabbing his hands and like pulling him in and like asking him things and like.
And he hasn't kicked her out yet?
Disturbing for me, because I'm like, is he holding on to her for later?
Oh, okay.
There's just a thing, this is where Hack will jump in, because you have a daughter, but she's little still. Like, this woman is waiting to be victimized that night. Because she is
not in that moment. She's aware of it, but
correct. And like any predator on planet Earth, see, that's the easiest mark I've ever seen in my life. It's like, it's what guys like Bill Cosby wants you to get. He pays to get you there. And she's just alone. Like, where are your friends? Mm. Oh my God, girl, you're out here. And I'm like, and he won't kick her out. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I look at Noah and I'm like, we're taking this on.
Oh.
I'm like, we're going to get her back to her room. And he's like, we are absolutely not. He's like,
because he's around her age.
He's like, if something happens to her, we're the last two with her at the bar. And I'm like,
oh,
I don't know what to do. Because also, just my look overall, not good. Like,
yeah, you leaving with this young girl who's very drunk is very strange. Yeah.
No, I'm
going
to help her. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how that would come off.
Hand to the Lord. You people know me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may talk a lot of smack about pushing boundaries of ages
too young
and
even
what.
For you.
There is no chance.
Yeah.
I want more than anything in the world to see this girl home safe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What should I have done? What are my boundaries? Like, I don't know what to do. There was four girls came in, like four frat girls came in, and Noah's like, definitely seniors.
Sorority girls.
Sorority girls come in. He's like, definitely seniors, because we had seen them as we were walking. They apparently just go bar to bar to bar, every bar they've ever gone to, and have one shot on their last day.
In, oh my gosh.
And I'm like, well, because when I first saw him, I'm like, there, we're going to put her with them.
Right.
And he's like, dude, they've already been to six bars. And when, once I started seeing them, I'm like, that's just adding another to the herd, which would have been great, but I don't think they were going to adopt this young whippersnapper into their tribe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Should I have insisted? Do we all agree that I look creepy? We know I'm not creepy, but what's the...
Well, in that, in those circumstances, but I'm also wondering about the bouncer or whatever.
What do I was call so it? Mad, dude.
But if he's going, there's this kind of unwritten code of like, hey, you're in here illegally.
Right.
I let you in. If I throw you out, you'll get in trouble. Like, what's he supposed to do?
I don't want to call the cops because I don't want us to get in trouble. Do I call the cops
on you? Yeah.
Do I kick you out alone?
Right. What
and
is
then
it?
You got to find your way home?
They let her sit on the front step for a little while, and then she was up and mobile again.
Oh,
not on the front, like a patio little thing. Mm-hmm. You know? One good thing, nobody was serving her. Great.
Oh, okay, good.
Great. Mm-hmm. Should have been maybe giving her water.
Yeah.
But, like... my need to help, it bugged me all night. I almost thought about going back later because he had to go back and study. And I'm like, dude, you go back alone and get this girl, it's even worse.
Way yeah, worse. It yeah. is. I don't think you were the right person to be able to step in that case, especially because she is an adult and she did put herself in that situation and make that choice to probably be there alone. But if it was me or Aaron, we could have helped.
Can you imagine if I wake up the next morning?
Yeah.
And there's cop cars all over. It's like two blocks from my hotel. There's cop cars. There's crime scene tape. Like, I would never forgive myself, you guys.
I know. But what were you supposed to do? Go up to her and ask her in that state, hey, do you need any help?
I believe if I had walked up to her with the authoritative dad voice, I could have. She would have substituted security guard's hands for mine. She would have grabbed me and been like, where's the whatever she was asking him. I'd be like, tell me what dorm you live in, let's go there. But
I know
it's dude,
I don't know either.
As a dad, if my daughter were out, I would want another dad to do that for me. I would want that, as long as he's not creepy. There's no way to know, but like, I don't have the right answer. 303-222-5423. Please text in. It's too late.
Well, right.
But if something happened to her that night, like...
I guess I would have rather that, like, Noah was the... like.
But he was smart. He's like, dad.
And that is such an interesting point.
Like, I can't be the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because she's just going to remember my face at the end of the day. And like, we're the last two walking out in the bar. I'm like,
right. Right. No. And I get that point too. So I don't know. I'm at a loss.
So I just left her. And like, I hate ending a little chunk of radio on this sour note, but it's like,
I don't know what the better option is.
I don't either.
Never go out alone, girls. Always have a friend.
But if what? Okay. So I should have probably just approached other women, is what you're saying.
Maybe. And said, do you guys have anyone who can make sure she gets home?
All right.
But,
well,
yeah. Then you're trusting someone else you don't know.
I'll check the Omaha papers or whatever.
Oh,
like the,
my gosh.
Like, because she was that far gone, you guys.
Better
advice, though. 303-222-5423.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. It was Aaron's friend Rachel who recently described me, I believe, as incredibly socially awkward.
Oh.
Is that what she said?
She said something along those lines.
Yeah, okay. And she's right.
Whoa.
She's right. So we've established this baseline. So
you're not going to let... What?
What?
What did this you was... do? Do you want to describe the situation that got... When did you get that moniker?
I don't remember.
It was at Alice in Winterland, and I think we were like waiting to take pictures and stuff. And you guys had run to go get a drink, or I don't remember. You guys
Classic.
Were gone.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
And I think you ran.
We were sweating by the end.
We got 3 minutes. You're like, we can make it.
Yeah, that was wild of us. Yeah.
You also saw.
I forgot we were in the theater. Oh yeah, we did.
And we
go.
Like dragged my mom with us.
Yeah, why did we do that?
I think they told us it would be like 15 minutes and none of us had a drink yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You also saw her at the airport.
I ran into her at the airport, yeah. That went better though, I think. But I was like holding our spot in line while you guys, and she was there too. And we talked. And
what do you mean you talked?
We talked and she left it by saying, he's incredibly socially awkward.
Wait, she didn't say it to you. She said it to somebody else.
She said it to Aaron, yeah. But she's right.
And then Aaron told you?
I'm trying to find
brutal.
What she said. No,
that's
it was like
rough.
Why would you say that?
He's very awkward in social settings.
Mm, that's maybe what, yeah.
Yeah, she said that about him.
Yeah, and I agree.
That's great. Why would you tell him that?
Because it's funny and it's true.
I definitely don't think I ever want someone to tell me that if someone says that about me.
Why? Aaron, what are you doing?
And they're kind
of
friends
now. That is not nice.
Now.
Yeah, that's fine. We had a nice time. We talked about shoes.
If it
and
was
stuff.
Like Dane said it to me, I wouldn't repeat it.
Oh my gosh, he has never said that.
Why? Okay. Why would it make a difference if he said it? If anybody said. Like, when somebody told me they thought TX hair was stupid, I never told him.
You tell him that without us thinking
No, but I tell him directly to him. But if I told him that basically every single one of my friends has said something about his hair, I hold that in. I'm not jealous.
Of his hair?
When all my friends think it's stupid? All I'm saying is I would never hurt his feelings in that way to tell him that his hair is stupid.
No, I'm not hurting his feelings. Yes, you are. Because he is aware. He was aware of that before Rachel said anything.
Yeah. I thought it was constructive, to be honest. And now I feel like I got Rachel in trouble. This is not what this is what's supposed to be about.
No, you got Aaron in trouble.
You got Aaron in trouble, not Rachel. Okay. Also, Rachel's in a little bit of trouble.
Neither one of us are in trouble.
Yeah. Yes, you're definitely in trouble. No. Rachel can have an opinion and express it silently.
To her close friend.
To her close friend. That's okay. You are, whoa.
And then I'm going to tell them this.
No, you're doing that as a friend threat, and that's fine, but you actually following through is grotesque. You are not a good friend.
Okay.
You're a bad friend.
Okay. I think that Tiak had something he wanted to say.
All right. When we do this live, I'm going to start a different way. I don't like this.
Dude, I don't know how to tell you this. Okay.
All right. So,
I just got another text about your hair.
Oh, my gosh.
We've established this baseline that I'm maybe a little weird in social situations. Okay. So, I want to know if this thing only bothers me or if it bothers other people as well. Okay. Let's just take Rachel off the table. Right. I feel so bad.
It's just
a
general baseline.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture what you could have done during that. Do you hold your hands weird? I know I have to let this go, but like, what? I don't think he's socially awkward.
What about him makes him? He is in the sense of there's so much going on, he doesn't know what to do. Like, he freezes. And he, like, it's almost like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, who do I talk to?
She has spent too much time analyzing this. Yeah.
Don't see it? It's obvious.
I don't see it.
He needs a buddy. He can't
we all need a buddy.
So you're attached at the hip to Dane. So
usually that these things.
Am I weird alone?
Yeah.
No, you go. You know how you go. You go waiter slacker.
Yeah.
Or waitress slacker.
Showtime.
Yes, there we go.
Yes,
you literally tap down the hallway.
No, I do.
Oh, yes, so, yes, so, yes.
No,
yes,
I do.
That's you.
All right. All right, will you text Rachel and see if I do jazz hands? Like, what? Okay, I'm sorry. You know that I was making up the hair thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am kind of disappointed because I don't see it and I like to be observant. I don't think you're socially awkward.
I think I'm pretty quiet.
He goes mute.
I think it's the expectation of someone in our jobs versus the reality. So there's already this expectation that four of us are going to be like, rah, rah, but maybe sometimes we're not.
Yeah. Whereas you and I were sprinting to get alcohol. Right. So we lived up to our end of the bargain.
Yes,
and I'm panicking. And I'm like, they're not going to make it in time.
No. Yeah. Okay, so now I'm starting to see it. Okay. We lived up to it. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Okay, so anyways, is this just me or does everyone feel this way? So I've never worked customer service per se. I've worked at a snack shack and I've worked retail.
Customer service.
Yeah, but not like pure on customer service. Okay. I was returning an Amazon return at the Whole Foods the other day.
Okay.
And as you're doing it, you know, it's so mundane. It's easy. You just hand them, they're scanning it and stuff. And then the guy behind, he's a younger guy, 19, but doesn't matter. This happens a lot, I think, where the guy, he
got
says,
his age? Like, that's weird. How old are you, sir?
That's that socially awkward thing.
Yeah. So he says, got any plans today? And I just hate that so much because you're like, one, I either gotta go no, like, this is it.
Oh my god,
I wouldn't even have pants on if I didn't have this on the schedule. Or you have to go, actually, I've got so
and he doesn't dinner. Genuinely care.
He doesn't care. No. I'm not gonna invite him, or is it like what's like worst case? I'm gonna go, oh, actually, I've got this awesome, like, we're going to a water park or something. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, well, I'll see ya. And I just, are you trained to ask that question?
They are now, dude.
Starbucks drive-thru. If you pull up and your drink is not quite ready, I think they're required ask you.
Yeah.
And this happened recently and it was the day we were moving. And so I had to be like, yep. Yeah, we're moving. Like, and then he gets into the whole thing about how he moved apartments and like, it was nice, but I didn't want to have that conversation.
Bro, we're not friends.
Yeah. So I should have said, Nope.
You're feeding into the stereotype of him being socially awkward. Like, yeah. If he just shuts it down, you're not a good person.
It's not a bad thing.
To what?
Be socially awkward.
It's not a great thing.
No, it's not. Yeah. So,
I usually just go with, like, this is it. Haha. Like, I go for a, like, this is my plan for the day. Gets kind of a laugh.
Yikes.
But I'm lying. Yeah, see, there you go. Now we're all believing.
All right,
I'm
a little... So Rachel's a goddess.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Based on texts we're getting and the general consensus of us continuing the conversation that we just had, we might be the reason society as a whole is crashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
us. So, Tiak, where were you again?
I was at the Whole Foods. I was returning an Amazon thing. It could have been anywhere. I mean,
and the 19-year-old graduate of Regis High School, because right. you asked, you know too much
How
about this.
How did you this. Know he was 19?
Well, he just seemed younger. He just seemed like a younger
guy.
Okay,
you didn't get into it.
19 is the age your default younger age?
Kinda. I don't know.
He asked you...
He said, got any plans today? And I'm just like, I just...
Was this a weekend day or like a weekday?
It was a weekday morning. I think it was a Friday morning.
And weekday mornings, I always get a little... Work? Yeah. Like,
why are all of us miffed at a person, another human being expressing a tiny little bit of interest in us? Why are we so angry about it?
Hold on. Hack said he hasn't really worked retail. Have you guys?
Yes.
I've worked retail.
Okay.
But it's been so long.
And I've worked retail, but not customer service. Not like at a desk or on, like where you're just dealing with.
But in my retail experience, we weren't savvy like this yet. Mm-hmm. So it was, what can I help you find today?
Yeah.
Did you need help finding a particular CD? Like, we had phrases to say, but it was never intrapersonal relate. We were never going to be like,
gotcha.
You big fan of Michigan? Like, if they're wearing an M shirt, like, now people engage you in that way. And it's like,
the amount
none
of times
you, dude.
I just hear go blue running like, around. And then they got to say it back. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Right. But I mean... I bet Dane loves that interaction.
Loves.
So you're the problem.
Yeah.
You're upset that somebody's talking to him when you're like, you don't really care, man. Neither one of you really care.
I know, but do they care? Are we assuming they don't care because we don't care? So maybe they do genuinely care. Or like at a restaurant when what brings you in?
Just, food?
Yeah.
The light was on?
Yeah.
But sometimes like you answer eat? That like, oh, it's an anniversary or it's a birthday or
does it
mom's
not
in town.
Make the event better and more pleasant?
I think, okay, so you might be holding society together and the other three of us.
Guys, I'm starting. And if that's true, we're in danger.
The weight is a lot.
But you see some value in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Erica, but I feel like it's not genuine. Like you don't really care. Like you don't really want to know if it's my anniversary. So let's just skip it. Like, can we just skip it?
That's the one thing. The what brings you in is the one time that I'm like, but sometimes it's like if it is an anniversary or a special occasion, they do something.
Yeah, but I don't want that either. I don't want
I'm
clapping
okay with that. I'm okay.
In sombreros.
We're not at Chevy's or whatever.
happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's a weekend party too. Hey. So you don't
Wait, which
like
place
that.
Is that one from?
That was Chevy's,
oh,
right?
Chevy's?
Do they exist anymore?
I don't.
I'm going to tell you.
I thought it was like Red Robin.
Loved. Like it was Chevy's and On the Border, both very Tex-Mex. If you like real Mexican food,
I don't know if I've
do
ever
not
heard
go
of
to Chevy's.
Right.
But it's just so fresh. Like they don't have salsa. They have pico de gallo, big chunks of tomatoes. But like that was Chevy's was a place where I got some of the chicken wrapper in my food.
Yeah.
So it like turned me off, but like, and On the Border, another good one, real slushy margaritas and stuff, but like just, chili style chips, the real thin, crispy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, they go into your gums.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
Yeah,
they're so good.
There are no more Chevys in Colorado.
Chevys
exist in other places, but not
the last
here.
Chevys was right when you get off of I-25 at Arapahoe. It's now at Twin Peaks. That was Chevy's.
No way.
Yes.
Like in Park Meadows area?
Yeah, right here at Arapahoe and 25. Like when you get off the road, you're like staring at the back of a stucco building that's now boobs inside.
Okay.
It was.
But that makes it even when you, what brings you in and you're like, the chips?
Right. I want and a margarita. Like, so here's what happened to me. I'm bringing Noah back from Omaha, Nebraska, yeah, and we needed food. So we stopped in like Lincoln. They also needed to charge every 13 seconds, but whatever. Right. So we stopped at Chick-fil-A and he ordered something that like 30 nuggets or whatever, which is ridiculous, but we were going to be on the road all day.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. And you just occasionally just like a cold nugget, you just reach back into the cooler and go like, oh, ew. Awesome. Don't even start.
Oh wait. God.
Chick-fil-A nuggets cold.
And like the fried ones, not the grilled ones.
Yeah, no, okay. We're not. Okay. I'm not trying to be healthy.
I can get on board.
Trying to get home. So then it's going to be a minute for, but like it's Lincoln, Nebraska. Nothing for miles. So this guy's got time. So he's like, so any plans the rest of the day? And we're like, just driving to Denver. Oh, vacation? Or you going home? We're like, going, I got bad memories. And I'm like, listen, man, I don't care. All I'm doing is we're at three right now. We had a three count of it's my pleasures. And I was going for five.
Ooh, oh, did you?
And
get
I was
five?
Trying to five. We only got to four.
So you did have five.
Well, no, he was interrupting the game. But he's not leaving me an opportunity to say thank you again because now we're engaged.
I know, but I just think that if everyone in the world cared a little more about the, because think about how did people used to meet.
Okay, but I know
how did people used to meet. Like, you had to talk to the people
I'm
around
not gonna
you.
I'm going
to
be friends with the dude from Chick-fil-A in Lincoln, Nebraska.
But you don't know. Maybe he has a crazy connection.
Hey, actually, I got some family there, and I'm getting off in 5 minutes. Can I jump in the car?
I'm not saying that.
Can we swing by my apartment? No! We're not friends, bro.
Well, you said you didn't have plans.
Yeah, 19-year-old's like, hey, man, I play pickleball. You want to? I need
but
a second.
What's so wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with it. But you don't get to switch teams right now.
But hold on.
10 minutes ago, when we were doing other stuff off the air, you were like, I hate people too. And now for you to champion.
It's less that I hate people. It's more that I'm saying like I'm part of the problem. And I do think that like 20, 30 years ago, we wouldn't have cared about these things.
We would have
actually had a nice conversation at the Chick-fil-A in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You're right. But can I take it one step further? The night before, I'm at my night. Okay, just hold on.
Okay.
I'm at my nice hotel in Omaha, Nebraska. The Kimpton Cottonwood. Highly recommend.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The restaurant next door is what started my Pop-Tart obsession because they have like the homemade Pop-Tarts. Oh. Anyway, I go to the Cottonwood Bar, which is a bar with like a, it's got a cottonwood in the middle of it and there's seating all
Very
the way around.
Cool.
But it's like a Sunday night. There's not another human. There's one other person in the bar. This 60-year-old man engaged the cute bartender in this exact conversation. And she has no choice. Like, this is where I want humanity to stop. Because he's just like, so, what did you graduate from around? And she's just like, oh my God, I have no choice but to engage this man. And it just felt like a burden to her. I just wanted to save her from this conversation.
Maybe she was enjoying it.
Part of their
I don't
job.
Think she was, because she just kept finding things to do farther and farther across
say,
the bar.
Hey, I'll come back. I have some work I have to do.
But she
I became
was doing
friends
that.
With usual customers like at my mom's shop. A lot of them know me.
Yeah.
And like, I love them. I invited them to my graduation. Like, that's how
you wanted
make-
money.
I like being a regular somewhere.
And they weren't doing anything later.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I think that Dane.
Don't do this.
No, he knows.
No.
And honey, if you're listening, I love you so much. But oh my gosh, I think he might be a hoarder.
All right, good. Another one.
He's among friends here.
Yeah.
Because T-Hack's kind of a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Well, don't do the thing with your neck where it goes, ooh.
Because it's.
Are you a hoarder?
It's in me. It's if you grew up without a lot of means, it's just kind of in you, because when you got something, you got it. And like, why would I get rid of that? Because I got it.
I know.
I got that.
But
look at me, I got that.
I wouldn't say I grew up with copious amount. Okay, maybe that's not true.
I was going to say things out loud that would upset you greatly, so I wouldn't do this.
I wasn't raised to be like, and then you never work for anything. And then you just get it, right?
No, I think you have a work ethic, but I think you also wanted for little.
I also had a mother who would be like,
what is that extra thing in your bedroom doing? Get rid of it. So,
yeah, no one ever would say that in my presence ever. My parents were like, get three of those extra things okay. in case we need two more of those extra things.
Yes, right. Yeah. And that's why you always have a backup.
Yep. Oh, God.
But moving with Dane, this is now our third time. We have been together under 3 years, and that's this is our third time moving together. I'm never, he needs to go through.
Wow. Let it out. Just say it.
It's, you guys, there's so much stuff
that you don't think he needs? You don't think there's a valid reason for his things? Or do you just not understand the logic?
He's someone, I guess, like you, where it's like, well, I got the thing, so I'm not going to get rid of it. Like, he has this thing that was at one point a coffee kind of set up in his bachelor pad that he owned. This is 3 homes ago.
Like a cart?
It's not a cart. It like gets pushed against a wall and it just had coffee on it.
It's a where shelf?
He, yes. It's a shelf.
I'm trying. Yep. Use your words.
It's a shelf. Yeah. Yeah. And
okay.
And I watched it get brought into our new home and I was like, we haven't used it in 3 homes.
You haven't?
Two.
You, like,
and it
nothing
has no place here.
You bought a bigger home. Like, there's yeah, got to be a
maybe
spot
that's what
for
he's
it.
Thinking. There's finally room for this thing that I've sacrificed the last few homes.
Testify.
I've kept it in
no,
storage.
Yeah, you guys.
Now
go.
That we've bought our dream home.
There it is. Keep.
But it doesn't fit.
What do you mean it doesn't fit? It's just a little shelf.
It's not just a little shelf. It's got like this top thing and it's just the wrong so
it's
vibes.
It's not the wrong vibes. Maybe a little paint. Maybe sand it a little bit. Paint and sand some of the paint off. So it's got that
DIY.
Look.
Just get the right thing. just sell the thing and get the right thing. And then
sell, you're
guys,
saying sell that thing and then.
We don't need it.
I don't think you should.
And
get
we
it
haven't
yet.
Needed it. It's just been in our garage or in our basement since we moved in together.
Where is it now?
Don't know. I don't know where anything is. And I watched 2 different items of furniture come in that I was like, why are these coming in the house?
So have you talked to him about his hoarder tendency? Because it is a real thing. Hack is aware, right? You know mm-hmm. that it's in you.
Absolutely.
And you've come a long way. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have both come.
I fight it, yeah. I used to do the thing. I'd cut a tag off a shirt and I'd just leave it on my dresser. Just like you feel like, okay. I might return it. Yeah, I don't know. Gotta
you
keep
don't
that
understand,
tag.
But it, yeah.
And then there'd be a stack of tags. And
the
Angie,
worst thing is, like the Viore shirts, it's a safety pin, so you don't have to cut it. So you can put it back on.
And that feels like this is a.
And also that little tiny safety pin, I could take that off of there. What, yeah. what if sometime I need to hem, like I bought a suit? Like
you're never going to need mm-hmm. the tiny safety pin because you guys, you aren't going to know where it is. And this mindset, I need the three of you, T-Hack, Slacker, and Dane yeah. to go. To Hoarders Anonymous
no,
together.
No, here's exactly, this is why you don't understand. So all those little Viore safety pins, right? Mm-hmm. I was keeping them. And then one day I was like, this is ridiculous. You need to get a grip. You got to get rid of them. So I scooped them all out of the weird little space in my toothbrush yes. drawer that they were.
Why were they there?
Because that's where you're getting ready in the morning. Yeah. And you're just like, you take the tag off and you're like, toothpaste drawer. Did them all.
You guys are giving me hives.
You overlook all the trash cans. You're like, not there, clearly. The so drawer.
I have the weird little organizers in my toothpaste drawer. Yeah. So I have like, there's toothpaste and there's like some razor blades, and like all that
so
stuff.
So it's just like a danger drawer then, because then you've got the safety pins and they're going to poke
you. But they're
just
little tiny. They look like
I know,
a pear.
But why
they're
not?
The pear-shaped ones.
Why not just buy a set that can be in a closed compartment?
No,
that
doesn't.
In your
what's the difference? Because these didn't cost me anything. I have them. Mm-hmm. So
well, they cost you a lot, actually, if they're
here's
from Viore.
I remember. I'm like, I'm getting rid of them. Fast forward like 2 weeks. This is not fun to say. But Aaron's sister died.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's a funeral. My suit doesn't look good on me. I go buy a new suit. They're like, the legs come in like 32. Like, we don't have time to tailor it.
Sure.
But if you have some little tiny safety pins.
Oh, my God. They did not say that to you.
100%.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they were like, you can go buy this weird tape, which I bought, and it does not hold it. It's that hem tape.
Yeah,
does
I've
not
heard
hold
the
it.
Hem tape isn't very
it doesn't
good.
Work because I tried it, and I'm like, I need those safety pins. And I opened that drawer, and I was like.
They're gone.
Never again.
I just again. Think.
No, you don't think. That's your problem. You what?
I
yep.
feel
yep.
there's so much stuff in our house and it's, none of it makes sense.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this piece of wood, this was from when I was fixing this thing 4 years ago. And I'm like, no.
I'm just going to tell you, you're going to get rid of that stupid thing. And then all of a sudden, one of your aunts or uncles is going to go, I present you with all of these things. And you're like, what can we put those on? You're like,
I wish we had the coffee shelf.
I wish we had a tall coffee shelf.
I do not ever wish to have a cold toffee shelf. What? A tall coffee shelf again?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
There's this interesting idea being proposed by a therapist. Not mine, though she is awesome. What?
Shout out to our therapist, everyone.
Shout out.
Woo!
You don't have one. Mine.
I've talked about this before. I've done tons of therapy.
Oh. Right.
But upper management has said
it's better. There is if a you perfect. Don't.
You are the exact level of broken we'd like right. you to be.
No more healed, no more broken.
Yeah, no okay. more. Yeah, and every once in a while when they see a few extra cracks, they're like, should we? Nope, leave them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this therapist is saying there's two questions to ask yourself before admitting to an affair.
Okay, let's start here. No, can't. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, is anybody in the room admitted to an affair? But like nobody in the room has had one, I don't think.
Or cheating in general.
Yeah.
Cheating of any relationship. I have not.
I have to say.
You have cheated.
Oh, yeah.
And did you admit
when
to
I was
it?
Young? No.
Okay.
Yeah. I cheated one time on a girlfriend and we broke up. I never admitted to it.
Okay.
It was definitely not an affair. I would not right. call it that.
Yeah, but cheating in general. Yeah, I don't.
Just kind
I
of kissing at a party, kind of thing.
That's still
yeah.
cheating.
Like, for sure, for sure.
If that's the level of the relationship you're in, right. if you're in like a high school romance sure. and you're like that's you kiss bad. And you did the same thing with somebody.
Oh yeah,
else,
it was but, bad, and it taught me I'm not a cheater because I like it sucked. I hated
okay.
it.
Okay, guilt was overwhelming. Yeah.
So that's gonna come back here in a minute.
Okay.
Have you cheated?
No. If anything, maybe like an emotional, like I got too close to one of my someone. Friends, but it wasn't anything.
Okay.
That still kind of counts.
It can be
though.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I definitely think it can count, but did you admit no. to it or you just ended it?
I ended it. I okay. was like, I am aware.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. So the two questions, and I actually think there should be a third, but the two
Wait,
questions are.
Did you say
are,
if you have, you haven't?
I have not cheated.
In any way, shape, or form?
No.
Huh.
I didn't have very many boyfriends. So.
Oh my God. It's just a yes or no question. You have to turn it into like.
No.
No one else said no. Like, I'm the sad bunny.
No,
like,
no, I just.
I've been cheated on a billion times.
No, I was cheated on once.
Okay. Really? Only once? Oh my God. Have I been cheated on? Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High five.
That's actually really surprising.
That is.
Why?
Because I would have thought the opposite, because I've only been cheated on once that I'm aware of.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess I should say the same.
And I figured we would be like every single one of them. You guys would be.
Really?
Once. Yeah.
Yeah, because men cheat more.
But I cheated when I was young because I didn't understand the value of love.
Yeah.
Like once you've cheated, your point, like once you cheat, and if you hold on to it yourself, you've tainted that thing forever. It's like, it is a perfect, love is a perfect thing until you F it up.
Which yeah. is so funny because I feel like love can be challenging.
It can be challenging, but you like.
Or relationships can be challenging, but yeah. the love isn't. I actually.
And it's just like, there's a purity to it that like water is clean until you do something to it.
Yeah.
And like yeah. your love, your relationship is that, and you might go through rocky times where like some spills out of the container or whatever. But if you're throwing sugar in it or you're putting vinegar in it or whatever you put in it is what you is like. And once you put it in, you can never get that back out.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, I had to cheat to know you can't get that back. And then I've just been in relationships where they haven't learned that yet.
Right.
And then they do it. And it's just like, yeah, we're not going to be able to get that out.
Right.
Like we can continue on.
So they,
but it's going to have that vinegar taste forever. Both.
Or you found out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the questions actually, well, I should go in order. The first question is, will telling the truth completely destroy the relationship? And that's one you're supposed to ask yourself before you tell them.
I think there are people
that it wouldn't. Or there are people who can forgive and move forward.
kudos to those people.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I do think that's where the affair part comes in here. If it is a marriage and maybe you have kids or you have some reason that you're like, we should try to work it out, maybe that's...
Yeah. But you to know ahead of time that your partner's not going to blow the whole thing up. Because if you cheated on me, you got to be pretty certain I'm going to blow it up.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I'm like... If you've seen the pile of rubble behind me from past relationships that were cheating or not cheating,
right?
There's a good chance if you say you've poisoned the water, I'm finding a new well.
Well, the second one is interesting because it's more of what we were just talking about. The second question is, can you actually live with the guilt and secrecy if you never tell them? Which I think you both said you definitely could not.
I lived with it.
But you didn't
it was no, I realized... Once that relationship ran its course, I knew, okay, I'm never doing that again.
Right. Yeah.
You felt it through the whole time.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
It was not worth it at all. Like, there was no benefit to it. It was all negative, I guess.
Imagine doing drugs is about, which is why I've never done any drugs. It's just like, there's a desire in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really a good long-term solution?
I mean, you're just like, oh my God, I just did that. And then you're just like, oh my God, I regret that so much.
Yeah.
It was like for this fleeting moment of a dopamine hit that I probably could have got off of a really good chocolate cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or like a really good chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On my diet.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. This is the question.
Or you can eat the chocolate chip cookie, right?
I was going to say something else profound and you went there.
I'm sorry.
The third question.
Wait,
that
hold
I think,
on. With the cake too?
No.
Cake probably better.
For which thing?
I'm going to just go ahead and talk about the other thing.
One, two words, three words, really. Mini bundt cake.
Do you want me to ask the third question? Or do you want to be done?
No, I want
to hear this. You didn't have to put mini in there.
I know.
No one forced you.
A regular bundt cake. Come on.
You're telling on yourself.
Just a mini one. Okay. What's the third?
The third thing that I think you should ask before you admit to an affair is, will telling them hurt them or just make you feel better?
That is, to me... I think that's the only question.
I agree.
Because more often than not, like I lived with that guilt. And at a certain point, I'm like, I'm just going to tell. And it's like, dude, the reason you want to tell is to end this pain that you caused. Mm-hmm. Live with it. You piece of hell.
And is telling them going to do anything for them?
No, it's just going to destroy them because they're living every day in La La Puppy Land.
But also, I would want to know.
You I know, but, if, but like,
if it was like in Slacker's case and he was like, I'm literally never, ever, ever
I'm never gonna do
again.
It again. I'll never do it again.
Would you want to know?
You don't want to know. I'm like, I'm
yeah,
because
eventually I'm going to find out and I'm going to be pissed.
You're not going to find out.
I always find out. But
what
by choice of your own.
Okay.
You guys.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Well, if anyone here's had a big O, you could be arrested.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's true. I'll tell you why.
I have a story about the morning commute was a real stinker for these people.
Guys.
This is what happens when you let the boys go on this.
The Slacker Show is stupendously
stupid. My story's
stories.
Out of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
How, yins?
Very good.
Did I do that right?
Very good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is my wife's homeland.
That's your horse host?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It was
let
very
me try
quiet.
Mine.
I know.
Hold on.
Okay, he's playing the sound and doing his mouth.
Ew. Well, the morning commute was a stinker for those drivers out there in Pennsylvania when a truck spilled thousands of gallons of liquid fertilizer all over the road.
Liquid fertilizer is runny poop.
It's kind of a pseudonym for
runny poop.
Why was that? What?
Because because you're gonna they move it around. So they give it. Regular cow poop is fertilizer, as you know, like good fertilizer for the soil. But then, like, they probably just feed a bunch of cows like Taco Bell or whatever, and just let them get all like worked up.
Why get
a bunch of liquid?
Would you ever need it in liquid form?
Because you're spraying it on stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting it in the soil.
Spraying it on what?
Or the road. What could happen here when they had to shut down the road? Hazmat crews were working to clean up the slick, foul-smelling mess. Motorists had to find other routes. Although, some people said the liquid fertilizer smell started to grow on them a little.
Are you serious or kidding?
It was a pun.
Fertilizer grow? Oh, my God.
I was kidding.
Yeah, you didn't say.
It smelled bad.
All right.
Okay.
Just bad.
My story, I'm going to probably talk real slow in my story so Erica understands it.
It was hard for them to get a move on.
No, it's too late. You are out. My story is out of Washington. Some dude was spotted by the police station holding a piece of concrete over his head and dropping it over the fence onto the police property. Then they frisked the guy and they found a piece of black coated metal in his hoodie pocket that was shaped like an O.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, hold on. T-Hack's confused now too.
So he was throwing a big piece of concrete into the police property. They frisked him and found a shape of an O in his pocket. They were like, "What is that?" He's like, "Nothing." And then as they began to investigate, they looked up at the police sign and it was police.
Oh. Oh. More like police.
Am I getting fired?
Probably. Getting?
There's a box in the hallway for you. Yeah, so because he had a little O.
Ugh.
Yeah. They arrested him for stealing the O, for having the O. Yeah. So
weird.
Careful
story.
Where you have an O.
What was he doing with the concrete?
Yeah.
I don't know. But once he's got an O in his pocket and he's just feeling invincible, I guess.
I thought you were going to say he put his...
Why
would you pick the O letter? Why not the P?
Yeah, why not the P, Slacker? Text in.
I thought he was going to put his P in his O. I'm definitely getting
the
fired.
The transmitter has been turned off.
You're so fired, you're hired again.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. That's the transmitter going on. Okay. It was less impactful than I remember for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Infinity Refreshing!